Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're on our way. It's Tuesday afternoon. Todd Manessa's in for Scoot. He has the day off. 504-260-1870 is the number to call, or you can text us at 870-870. Here's what we got on the program for you. Are you a hot or cold weather fan? I saw a lot of people today very upset about the Arctic blast of air. I think it's great. I love it. But I know I have friends who, if it drops below 70, they're putting the heater on. I don't understand them, but they are still my friends. So how do you feel about that? The Arctic blast has been hitting us. I tell you, on the North Shore, we had a lot of wind coming through early this morning and cold air. Oh, it just felt so good. So temperatures are going to be plummeting as the day goes on and overnight. And are you prepared for those temperatures in the 30s? And what's the coldest you've ever been or place you've ever been that it's been cold? We'll talk about that coming up in the show. We'll also touch a little bit about on the Saints-Falcons game, because you know I can't pass that up. Steve Court and I were talking about that Sunday morning on Fans First Take, and a lot of fans were very confident that that game would go the Saints' way, and it kind of told Steve, I said, yeah, I'm actually a little nervous about this game, because we've seen this happen before when a team sneaks up on them, that I don't know if they were overlooking them, and they're professionals. I don't think they were, but there are a lot of younger players on this team, so perhaps they were. I mean, this isn't like college. A 1-7 college team is not as dangerous as a 1-7 football team, NFL football team, I should say. So those guys are all professionals, and you never know what's going to happen. And they both had the bye week to work on this game. It looks like Dan Quinn and the Falcons may have worked a little bit harder. We'll talk about that coming up as well. This hour, though, it is the final week before the election this Saturday, all the runoff elections, especially in the governor's race, and things are starting to get hot and heated. We're seeing more and more negative campaign ads coming out on TV, on radio, even the mailers coming to your home. I can't tell you how many I get in a day or in a week that are negative campaign ads, and not just for the governor's race, but also for local races, parish presidents, Senate races, et cetera, et cetera. More and more, they're coming in through the mail, and they're coming on the radio and on television. Yet everyone you talk about says they don't pay attention to the negative ads, and they don't hold sway over their vote. Joining us now is Dr. Ed Shervinak, a local political analyst. Dr. Shervinak, thanks for taking time with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you heard me say, everyone says negative ads do not have an effect on them. They don't pay attention. But we see every candidate run them, especially in this final race to the election, this final week, run them ad nauseum. Do they actually work?
Well, if you talk to any political consultants, the reason that they do use them and employ them is because they believe that they do work. Right? The goal is to create an unfavorable perception of their opponent. You know, their position or some, you know, characteristic. And the idea is to cast doubt in their supporters' minds, to demobilize them. You're not trying to mobilize people through negative advertising. You're trying to demobilize your opponent's supporters.
So the aim is not to get undecided voters as much as it is to keep the supporters away from voting. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. So, yeah, the idea, that's why they call it negative, because you're in an attempt to demobilize people from voting.
Do we have any data that shows that they actually do work or can swing an election?
Yeah, I mean, certainly you'll see some ebb and flow in the polls based on negative ads. Negative ads do attract more attention. And you know, the flip side is that negative advertising has been found to be a source of knowledge about candidates and issues that, even though it may be negative in tone, people are picking up kernels of knowledge and information about the issues. And so negative ads can cut both ways. They can demobilize, but they can also provide information that may be better remembered.
Looking at the latest polls for the governor's race that just came out, they show John Bel Edwards over Eddie Rasponi by a plus two margin. So this is basically a dead heat at this point, correct?
That's correct. It's within the margin of error. So I think it's they said it over 600, 4.0 plus or minus margin of error. So, yeah, so statistically speaking, we're in a dead heat.
I just got a text that says, yeah, the sure thing about the TAC ad campaigns is that thousands of people get turned off and will not vote because they get fed up with all the fighting. Is that part of the campaign as well?
The idea is to certainly put that information out there. And I mean, obviously, we're getting inundated with a lot of this. And the goal is, in some sense, to turn people off. And, you know, hopefully that your supporters your opponent's supporters don't show up to vote, because you want your people to show up to vote.
Right. So how do you as a candidate insulate your supporters from being turned off from voting?
Well, anytime there's a negative ad, what we'll see is the campaign respond to them relatively quickly. You don't want any negative information hanging out there. You've got to respond quickly, and so let your supporters know that, you know, this is just a negative ad. You don't have to pay attention. That, you know, we still need you to get to the polls. It's all about getting your people to the polls.
You've seen a lot of elections, Dr. Chervenak. Is it just my perception, or has this one been more particularly nasty in some of the ads that we've seen, or the amount that we've seen come out, not only for the governor's race, but other races as well, that you normally don't see this sort of thing?
Well, I think you do typically see these types of ads in every election. Negative advertising is as old as the Republic. You can go back to the framers, and, you know, they were tearing each other down, you know, personally in campaigns. And so it's really nothing new. I think for us, it's just saturation, you know, because we're exposed to so much media, television, radio, social media, and it's just continually in our face. And so we kind of think, well, this is just kind of overwhelming, and this is more than we've ever seen before. But it's not. It's really not. It's just that it's on more platforms than ever before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you're getting them everywhere. Before, it was just the occasional TV ad, maybe a radio, maybe a mailer. Right. Now you're getting social media, you're getting text, you're getting all kinds of things.
That's correct. So it's just the explosion of social media and the internet and email and all that puts all that information to much greater, you know, much greater breadth and depth of information out there.
All right, Dr. Ed Chervenak, thanks for taking time with us here, local political analyst, and I'm sure you'll be watching all the elections for this Saturday and see what the outcome is going to be, if they're going to have any effect.
I'm sure we all will.
All right. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
Dr. Ed Chervenak. I'm Tom Manessas in for Scoot. We'll go ahead and take a break right here. When we come back, I want to hear from you. What do you think? That is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Do negative campaign ads have an effect on your vote? Yes or no? If you're solidly behind your candidate, is there nothing that can dissuade you from voting for them? And if you're not decided yet, do negative campaigns, ads, play a part in making your decision? We'll be right back. 504-260-1870, or you can text at 870-870. I'm Todd Manessas in for Scoot, coming right back to WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.